Welcome back. As you all know, the great guests that I have and I've been blessed to have on my show, whether it's Backspin Golf or Matthew and Jimmy or whatever show it is, I am known as the king of hyperbole because I like to give people props that they've earned. I don't just say this is who I'm talking to. I like to give just a tiny little bit of praise. But this, hold on, Ann, I'll get to you in a second. Hold on. This is absurd. I don't have enough time to introduce Ann Liguori the way that I would like to. I will just say this to everybody listening. She has a new book coming out, and we're going to get to that. It's called Life on the Green. But if you would like to know a little bit about Ann, okay. Ann, I don't know if you know all this stuff, so just bear with me for a second. She's the owner, host, and executive producer of the award-winning Sports Interview syndicated cable series and archives. Now, here's where it gets legendary, iconic, all those words. She was the first female to host her own call-in sports talk show on a station that, in particular, I have a lot of fun screaming about now, how I can't stand them because of a couple of people that are affiliated with WFAN. She was an original host of her own series on the Golf Channel and has covered a million Masters, Majors, 40 U.S. tennis championships, multiple Olympics, and all kinds of other stuff. And that I literally could go on with the award she's won. She is the iconic, the legendary, more importantly, my friend, Ann Liguori. I am.
Oh, my. Matthew, it's so good to reconnect.
Yes.
See, how many years have we known each other? And you know, you said 40. I can't even believe it's going to be my 42nd U.S. tennis championship. And that's insane because I feel like I'm 21 and I'm only 12.
Yeah, me too. Well, I'm 16. So I'm a little older than you, both chronologically and in my head. I'm a little older than you. But we have known each other for a very long time. That's a blessing that, believe me, we don't take for granted. And when we got an email about your book coming out, I got so excited because we haven't spoken for a while. Just life takes us different ways. And I went, I'm so happy I get to talk to Ann a little bit. Let's start with the book. And then after that, I'll have a couple questions for you about other things. Tell me about this book and peeps, first of all, Jim Nance wrote the foreword, and I don't know how much you paid Nance to write this foreword, but it clearly wasn't enough. And everybody else that has commented on this book, and there are some pretty big time people that have, I can't wait to read it. Tell us about the book.
First of all, I want to say this is the first time, you're the first show that I'm doing talking about Life on the Green, lessons and wisdom from legends of golf. So you're the first, and I'm very delighted because longtime friends and I adore you. And yes, Jim Nance, you know, CBS Sports, what can you say? An icon. He's always been very friendly to me. And one of my first jobs, I guess it was the first job I had out of college, I was a freelance, you know, what, gopher? I don't know what I did.
Gopher,
intern at CBS Sports. What do you call it when you're right out of college? And
yeah, a gopher. And that's what you call it.
A gopher, exactly. That's what they call it. So, you know, they'd send me the Ohio State Michigan game, and I would do something. And then I'd go all over the country for, what, $50 a day and do some work with CBS Sports. But anyway, I've known him for so long. And for him to have written this forward is just incredible. He's just so gracious.
He is
such a great friend.
He is.
So, you know, my career, I've covered all sports, and then I, being on the Golf Channel all those years, in early days, very early days, way before a lot of people even got the Golf Channel, because cable systems did not carry the Golf Channel for years after it was. It took them a while, you know, just to get on board. But yeah, I've been focusing on golf now for the last couple decades.
Yeah,
and I decided, you know, I've interviewed all the sports legends. I mean, like Ted Williams, Mickey Mantle, Hank Aaron, Arnie. I mean, just Billie Jean.
Anybody we would have heard of? I mean,
so Matthew, I decided let's do a feel good book. Let's, you know, in a very divisive time in our world and in our sport, and particularly in golf, let's do a real positive book. So I picked 12 legends, 6 men and 6 women. And I wanted to learn what they brought from their iconic golf careers to life. And it's all about life wisdom that they share. And it's so uplifting, very enlightening. Of course, they tell a ton of stories that I think even diehard golf fans and history buffs may not have heard. And yeah, I just had a great time talking to people like Jack Nicklaus and Padraig Harrington and Bernard Langer and Annika Sorenstam and Dottie Pepper, and just a really great group of iconic legendary golfers, Tom Watson, Ben Crenshaw. And they all just share what they learned from all those years on the golf course that they use in their day-to-day life. So everybody can benefit from this book.
You know, Brandel Chamblee is another person that wrote something about the book, and this is what I love so much. We are indebted to both Anne and her subjects for this gem of a book that will likely, with the turn of every page, not only entertain and inform you, but motivate and move you. One of the great things that more than one people who have commented on this book and you is your ability to, in your interviews, to not only get people to talk about things we would expect them to talk about, but you're so good at it that they open up about things that they may not have thought about talking about. And somehow when you interview them, you get them to do that. And there's a handful of people, Ann, that can do that. I'll just tell you. I happen to be one of them, but there are only a handful of people.
I love that. Well, you know, everybody says, well, what's the key to a good interview? And for me, it's, first of all, you have to have a genuine interest in that person. And I have a genuine interest in people, and I've always asked questions from my earliest days. I ask a lot of questions because I'm really genuinely interested in what people have to say. Then I do a tremendous amount of research.
I know
going into an interview more about that person
than
probably that person really remembers about himself or herself. But, you know, I grew up in a time in this business when women really had to prove themselves, and we still do. I feel like I never want to rest on my laurels. I always want to be better than I was yesterday, right?
Yeah.
But I really grew up at a time when we didn't have the opportunities, and I was always trying to create opportunities in sports broadcasting, and I had to be really prepared and really good, Matthew. And so, you know, I felt like giving this opportunity to be the first female sports call-in show host on WFAN, the first all-sports radio station.
Yep.
I mean, that was huge. That made a lot of people didn't think 24-hour sports stations would never work.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, and I was part of that incredible experiment, I guess you can say, and it's been going strong ever since. It started back in 1987, and I had the first show on the first Saturday, the weekend, hosting a call-in sports show. Susan Waldman was an anchor.
Wow.
A news anchor. She was the first voice heard the Wednesday that the station went on the air. And then I did the, the call-in show on the weekend. And, obviously people weren't used to hearing women talking sports and taking phone calls about all kinds of sports topics. And so I just really felt I had to prepare. Plus, I grew up in a small town in Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Near Cincinnati.
Here I was in New York City. Do during a, I had to learn everything about the Yankees and the Mets and the Jets and the Giants. And so I worked so hard, as I know most talk show hosts have to. You have to know everything.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, because I grew up in New York and I know about WFAN, exactly. But even to this day, and maybe it's just my opinion, but from the first time, now you were there when Francesa and Russo were there, or no?
I was there before them.
Yeah, okay.
They were not original. I was there. I was the original. So Pete Franklin was doing Afternoon Drive.
Yeah, okay. I can't stand either of those guys, okay? And everybody that knows me knows
just
that.
Get it out there, Matthew. Tell it like it is.
Yeah. I said, as I always do, this is me, it's my opinion, but that the fact that you hosted your own call-in show, the first female to do it on WFAN, means the world to me, because that you have done everything after that has been iconic to me, but that right there is just unbelievable, and you're 1,000% right. Women are still going through things, as we know, but not only that, you were an original host. You had your own series on the Golf Channel when that started. And I'm lucky enough to be very friendly with Keith Hirschland and Michael Whalen. And
oh, I love Michael.
Yeah, and different
God
people.
God bless him. He's going through a very tough cancer. And Michael was the one that hired me.
Wow.
And he, as you saw, wrote advanced praise for my book, and I was so delighted that, you know, he said so many kind words about me, and he took a chance on me in television. I mean, I met him as a statistician, HBO Sports, when Michael Whalen was a producer for boxing and tennis, Wimbledon, and HBO Sports. I was hired as a statistician to cover, to actually keep score. I was the one that was in the Chiron truck for two straight weeks, and the score you saw on the screen was from me. I got it wrong. The entire nation got the score wrong.
Oh,
so that was a lot
Lord.
Of pressure just behind the scenes.
Yeah.
But Michael then went to the Golf Channel and was one of the original programmers on the Golf Channel. And, oh, man, the early days were great. The shows, the original shows they had on the Golf Channel were just so extraordinary.
Yeah.
And Michael, it's because of Michael Whalen, for sure.
Agreed.
So I was honored that he hired me to host Conversations with Anne Liguori, which was a show where I interviewed A-list celebrities who had a passion for golf.
Right.
And everybody from Kevin Costner, Sylvester Stallone, Celine Dion, Matthew McConaughey, Samuel L. Jackson.
I don't know.
And I booked all those guests myself, Matthew. I mean, it was really a one-woman show back then. You know, I hosted the show, produced the show, booked the guests.
This is so...
For my other show on Sports Interview, I even sold the sponsorship. I don't know. I've always decided, like, if you want anything done, you have to do it yourself.
Yeah, but this is ridiculous, and it puts all the rest of us to shame, which I'm not happy about. Anyway, before I let you go, quickly... I think I know what the answer to this is, but your thoughts on what's going on with golf now. You're such a positive person, I almost feel like you're going to say, well, just tell me what you think.
All right. So the PGA Tour just announced their partnership with Strategic Sports Group, SSG.
Yes. SSG, yeah.
They poured in $3 billion.
Yes.
Now, that doesn't mean they're not going to do a deal with the Saudis, the public investment firm. Who knows?
Yeah.
Negotiations have been extended beyond the December 31st deadline. I personally don't want them to do a deal with the Saudi public investment fund.
Same.
That's my personal opinion.
Same,
I
me too.
I do not want them to.
Yep.
Because I think now $3 billion from this SSG group, Steve Cohen, you know, who owns the Mets,
all these sports
co-founder,
right.
Arthur Blank, John Henry,
right.
Fenway Park. You know, look, the players are benefiting for sure.
I mean,
how much money can you make, right?
Yep.
And from what I've read, Jay Monahan just sent out a memo to the PGA Tour membership where they're going to give $930 million of that $3 billion to 193 current and former players.
Yes.
I mean, the yeah. money that these players are going to make is insane.
Yeah.
So my question is, you know, A, what are the investors getting for their money?
Right.
And B, how much of the rest of that money will they use, you know, for...
For the game.
For the game, to grow the game.
Right, right. And that's where I have the problem all the time is this grow the game stuff and the fans. And because I can tell you, almost everybody I know that loves the game the way we do and has spent a lifetime basically watching and playing and learning, we're sick of all this stuff to the point where, you know, most of the time I don't even watch anymore. I love the LPGA.
Right, how much money can they make?
Right.
You know, Matthew,
right.
I mean, you know, I mean, I loved golf. It used to be the only sport that if you did well, you make the cut.
Right.
If you win, you earn a lot of decent money, right?
Right. Right.
Now it's all changed because they have these signature events where the prize money is $20 million with no cuts.
Right, right.
So everybody plays, and it's just changed the whole dynamic of the sport.
Yeah.
And I just think, you know, I cover Ryder Cups, and I was at the Ryder Cup at Marco Simone in Rome. And to listen to the Americans whine about wearing a hat and this and that, it just so turned me off.
Yeah, you're not alone.
Yeah,
it's just
they really need to reexamine where they are and their image
right.
publicly, because I think they are losing a lot of fans,
yes.
as you say.
All right. Well, one fan of yours that you will never lose, well, it's all of us, but is me. I adore you. You are iconic. And even though we're friends, I am humbled to know you. And I can't wait to read this book. I'm just telling you, I cannot wait to read this book.
Well, you can advance order it. You can go to Hatherly Press. It's being distributed by Penguin and Random House.
Nice.
So you can advance order it. It actually comes out at the end of this month. So, hey, you're my first interview, Matthew, about the book, and I'm honored to be on your show.
And I'm honored to have you. And I'll keep talking about the book, and we'll talk again real soon, I promise.
Look forward to it.
Okay. Love you, Ann. See ya.
Have a great weekend. Thank you.
You too. Bye.